On this date in Missouri Senate history, the date was December 4th, 1865, beginning of the second month of the adjourned session of the 23rd General Assembly. You may recall this is the session that started with the inability to get a quorum, not only on the first day of session, but also on the second day. There was also a question of which of the newly elected senators had truly been elected, based on actions both real and perceived, based on whether or not new loyalty pledges had been taken by these new members. Remember, this is happening as the Civil War was ending. This adjourned session was called based on the end of the war, the president's assassination, and some budget concerns the governor had. After gaveling in and going through normal orders of business, the Missouri Senate then went to a committee of the whole, a move used quite frequently before the 20th century. In this case, senators were considering Senate Bill 44, which looked at railroad land that was forfeited to the state and how the state should handle it. This led to lengthy discussion, which is not documented in the Missouri Senate Journal, and adjournment until 2 p.m. Senators then took up Senate Bill 44, which they gave preliminary approval and agreed to take up for third reading the next day. This was followed by work on other legislation and an adjournment until the next morning. This adjourned session would continue into March. December 4, 1865, the date marking the Missouri Senate's beginning of the second month of the adjourned session of the 23rd General Assembly, on this date in Missouri Senate history.